Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Today's show is on phytic acid, something I've talked about before, but today I want to tell you some surprising ways that this so-called anti-nutrient is actually good for you. Phytic acid has gotten a lot of bad press lately, and it's true that this compound, which is found in legumes, nuts, seeds, and whole grains, can bind to minerals and reduce their absorption. But there is a lot more to the phytic acid story. Phytic acid, or phytate, is a natural compound found in the seeds or the kernels of plants. Young plants need phosphorus in order to develop their roots. And when seeds are planted in soil or even just soaked in water, the phytic acid breaks down and releases phosphorus to support the sprouting plant. But if we eat those seeds instead of planting them, we may end up absorbing less calcium, iron, copper, and zinc from the foods that we eat at the same meal. And that's because phytic acid does have a tendency to bind to certain minerals and block their absorption from the small intestine. And this is why phytic acid is sometimes referred to as an anti-nutrient. It reduces the amount of nutrients that we absorb from foods. Dried beans, nuts, seeds, and cereal grains like wheat, barley, oats, and rice all contain phytic acid. As a rule, beans and nuts are higher in phytic acid than cereal grains. And the phytic acid is concentrated in the seed hull, or in the case of grains, the bran. If you remove the hull, you also remove most of the phytic acid too. White rice, for example, is much lower in phytic acid than brown rice. Soaking beans, nuts, and grains in water for 12 to 24 hours, or simply cooking them, breaks down most of the phytic acid. And you know, mineral deficiencies due to phytic acid intake are generally not a concern in developed nations. Nonetheless, a lot of health-conscious people soak or sprout all their nuts and grains, or avoid them altogether in an effort to reduce their intake of phytic acid and increase their absorption of minerals. Not only is this probably completely unnecessary, but those folks could actually be missing out on important benefits. It turns out that phytic acid is an important nutrient in its own right, and it may help to protect you from a number of serious diseases. As I said, phytic acid from foods can block the absorption of calcium from the digestive tract, so you might expect that eating foods high in phytic acid would weaken your bones. But people who eat lots of beans and grains do not have a higher risk of osteoporosis. If anything, higher consumption of these phytate-rich foods is linked with stronger bones. Women who have the most phytates circulating through their bodies actually have less bone loss and fewer fractures over time. So far from increasing your risk, a phytate-rich diet may actually help protect against osteoporosis. Now, how is this even possible? Well, for one thing, it appears that when your diet is high in phytates, your body adjusts by decreasing the amount of calcium that gets excreted in the urine. In other words, your body conserves calcium to make up for reduced absorption from foods. Phytic acid also appears to block the formation of osteoclasts, which are specialized cells that break down bone tissue. And this, by the way, is exactly how osteoporosis drugs like Fosamax work. Phytic acid also appears to be important for cancer prevention. People who eat a lot of dried beans and whole grains are less likely to develop colon cancer, for example. And for a long time, we assumed that this was due to the fiber in these foods. But then, researchers noticed that some high-fiber diets seem to be more protective than other high-fiber diets. Specifically, people who get a lot of their fiber from dried beans have lower rates of colon cancer than those who get the same amount of fiber from other sources. And the additional benefit may be due to phytic acid. High-fiber diets have also been shown to reduce the risk of diabetes and heart disease. Once again, however, this may not be entirely due to fiber. The phytic acid in certain high-fiber foods may play a unique role here. Phytic acid from dietary sources reduces the digestion of starch and the absorption of sugars from food, which helps modulate blood sugar levels. And phytic acid also affects the digestion of fats and the formation of cholesterol and has a beneficial effect on risk factors for cardiovascular disease. In addition to reducing your risk of getting cancer, phytic acid may also be useful in the treatment of cancer. A recent study of women being treated for breast cancer found that taking relatively large amounts of IP6, which is another name for phytic acid, reduced side effects of chemotherapy and improved their quality of life. Now, I do want to be very clear about one thing. IP6 is not a miracle cure for cancer, and I advise you to steer clear of anyone who tries to sell it to you as such. However, it's clear that phytic acid does a lot more than just get in the way of mineral absorption. Moreover, there are times when phytic acid's propensity to bind to minerals works in our favor. By binding to calcium, for example, phytic acid reduces the risk of kidney stones and hardened arteries. Phytic acid can also attach to lead and other toxic minerals and escort them safely out of the body. And last, but certainly not least, phytic acid acts as an antioxidant. So what does all this mean for you? How do we balance the advantages and the potential disadvantages of phytic acid in the diet? Well, as long as you're eating a balanced diet that includes a variety of foods, the phytic acid in beans, grains, nuts, and seeds is unlikely to cause mineral deficiencies for you. What's more, phytic acid appears to have a lot of beneficial effects, so I wouldn't go overboard in your attempts to avoid it. For most people, the potential benefits of consuming foods rich in phytic acid probably outweigh any potential harm. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to all of that research that I was reviewing, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll find the complete archive of Nutrition Diva episodes. And if you have a nutrition question and you can't find the answer in the archives, send me an email. I'm at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a voicemail on the Nutrition Diva listener line. That's 443-961-6206. I always love to hear from you. The Nutrition Diva Show is written and researched by me, Monica Reinagle. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. Our producer is Nathan Sems. And our fabulous team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, our intern, Claire Freeman, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to eat something good for me.